Golden Valley's 3-acre solar farm on Fairbanks' south side went online in early October, a few weeks after the utility commissioned Healy 2, its newest coal-burning power plant. The solar farm's designed to generate just over half a megawatt, but electrical engineer Nathan Minima says he can't yet confirm that output because the facility's been largely dormant since it went online.
We did not generate nary a kilowatt hour from about Thanksgiving time frame until like President's Day. Zero, nil, zilch.
Minima says the solar farm finally began to produce enough electricity earlier this year to enable Golden Valley to gather data on how much power it can produce and how that can be integrated into the utility's grid.
So we started seeing the production come up right in the beginning of March, end of February, and I suspect that we'll be producing until like Thanksgiving.
Minima says Golden Valley asked him to help with the project in 2017 after some ratepayers and members of the utility's member advisory committee urged the management and board of directors to add solar power to the utility's portfolio. He says Golden Valley initially considered a much larger 5-megawatt facility, but settled on the scaled-down version, which he says is better suited for Golden Valley's experimental solar power venture.
The smaller scale project has an initial investigation into the operation and performance of utility size solar project in Alaska or in Fairbanks.
The facility cost $1.1 million. Golden Valley paid about $850,000 of that, and a grant covered the remainder. Minima estimates the facility will pay for itself in about 25 years, which is the useful life of its nearly 1,800 solar panels. But he says the utility's biggest payoff will be the knowledge and experience it gains in collecting and using solar energy in the far north. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.